Good afternoon. I'm Kathy Abrahamson, Assistant Professor of Public Health at Western Kentucky University, and I want to acknowledge my co-author who is not able to be here today, Dr. Melissa Grabner-Hagen. She is an educational psychologist at Indiana University at Kokomo. She assisted with the evaluation of this course. We have no financial relationships in regards to that are relevant to this presentation. However, I do want to acknowledge the financial assistance of the Western Kentucky University Alive Center for Community Partnerships, who funded the classroom innovation that I'm going to speak about today. So service learning integrates meaningful community service with course curricular content, and there's a current trend in higher education to involve students, especially at the undergraduate level, in service learning initiatives. Public health is well positioned to take a leadership role in service learning at the undergraduate level. By nature, we have an applied curriculum with an interdisciplinary base. Our work is problem-focused with a goal of improving health outcomes, and there's a seemingly endless number of complex community needs, regardless of the community where our undergraduate students live. So the course that I teach is Healthcare Policy and Analysis. It is an undergraduate course within the Department of Public Health aimed primarily at healthcare or public health administration majors. So when I came on to Western Kentucky University, this course brought with it a lot of challenges for me. First, I had to find a way to demonstrate to students that healthcare policy, or the things that we're learning about at the more abstract level, influences their local communities. Secondly, historically, this course had taken on a senior seminar or capstone life, and so I needed to continue that on, but it's a challenge to bring together all of the many aspects of a public health curriculum prior to student graduation. And third, because this course is taken by seniors in an undergraduate program, they have getting a job on their mind. And so I needed to find a way in this course to have the students leave the course with some sort of marketable skills or a documentation or evidence that they had actually done something outside of the classroom. So I decided to use a program called the $100 Solution, which I did not design. It was designed in 2005 by Dr. Bernie Stranecki, who took students on an international trip, and the Rotary Club gave each student $100 and told them to solve a community problem abroad. And he learned that it was an effective way to teach students about community health problems at the international level. And he tells the story of the starfish, meaning that there were a number of starfish washed up on the beach, thousands of them. A young man was throwing starfish back into the water to save them. Someone approached that young man and said, "Why are you doing that? You're never going to save all of these starfish." And he said, "No, but I can make a difference for just that one." So when you speak to Dr. Stranecki, that analogy or that story is where he started as far as designing the $100 solution. Currently, that is headquartered. Dr. Stranecki is a visiting scholar at WKU, where I'm a faculty member, with the goal of taking that out of the international realm and having students develop projects that will affect their local communities. So there are five principles that work very closely with principles of service learning in general, and that is the projects need to involve reciprocity, community partnership, capacity building, sustainability, and student reflection about their experience. So I implemented the $100 solution in my class by having the students self-select groups of four or five to carry out the project, and we spent the first few weeks of the class examining federal level health outcomes data. First of all, as part of the course curriculum, it was a healthcare policy course, but also for them to begin forming a project idea, to look at the evidence and see what are some public health problems, and am I seeing things that can relate to this in my own community? Students then contacted community partners and explored problem ideas, but importantly, they were instructed, both by Dr. Stranecki and myself, to have the community partner take a leadership role in this. This was to be a community-identified public health problem, not students going in and saying, "I know this is a problem for you." So training was provided through the WKU Alive Center. They first provided a few hours just on the $100 solution, and then they provided training on writing grant proposals, because how we did this was I had the students develop a project proposal, a four-page grant proposal, and a budget. And then we had members from the community come in and do a transparent but kind, friendly, and supportive grant review process in front of the whole class. And so they stood and they went through with the students and said, is your problem statement clear? If not, this is how it could be revised. Do you have adequate rationale? Does it address the five principles, which was viewed as the funder requirements? Is it feasible? And is your partnership solid with the community partner? Proposals were then revised and resubmitted, and the projects were implemented. And at the end of the project, a report was due to me and to the funding agency, which was in this case the university, with those with the five things listed there as part of the report, with an important aspect of that being student reflections on their experience. So the students, I was excited to see, came up with some great ideas, creating a garden area and a mental health facility for children, building a garden again with Alzheimer's patients at a nursing home. We have a large refugee population in South Central Kentucky, so teaching westernized hygiene standards, creating a one-stop website for public health services, coordinating CPR instruction for elderly in the community, and the other projects listed there. So there were a number of ways that I evaluated whether or not this project met the goals that were set out for it at the beginning of my class. First, we collected student feedback at two time periods, one following the week one lecture, or right when they first heard about you're going to be doing the $100 solution. What was their feedback about the concept, about what they anticipated they would learn from this? And then secondly, at project completion, we did a survey, a student survey of their experiences, and we also had their reflections that were part of the report. We obtained IRB approval with student consent to use those as part of a qualitative analysis. And there were two frames for evaluation. First, the ABC framework, so looking at their reflections in terms of effective behavioral and cognitive growth, and then also my own personal viewpoint of whether or not this project was able to address those three identified course challenges I was facing at the beginning of the semester. So first, the response to the initial student lecture, or when they first heard, instead of writing a research paper, now we're going to be doing the $100 solution as part of this course. So the students were excited about being able to get out there. They wanted to make a difference, and they were enthusiastic about the potential to make a community connection and have something to put on their resume. At that point, there was little behavioral response, but that's not unexpected. This was all very abstract to them at the time. Cognitive processes was demonstrated by their use of terms, "It's interesting, and I think I could apply this." And other comments reflected an understanding, and this really was important for me to see, that this went beyond volunteering time. One student noted, anyone can volunteer, but it takes something more to help a group of people learn something useful to help improve their lives. So my perspective on implementation, some of the real-world challenges I faced in the classroom. Students would often say things were going well, but I had them meet with me and also had a number of deadlines throughout the semester for them to demonstrate to me that they were making progress. And students would often say that things were going well and then panic right before a deadline. I'm not certain that's unusual in an undergraduate course. Students were directed on focusing the needs of the funder. That was part of the learning experience in terms of grant funding. And students often communicated directly with the funder, and that was a challenge for me as an instructor in terms of assisting them in evaluating their progress. This was a big one. Students misinterpreted the level of partner involvement. They would leave a voicemail or an email for a community partner and then perceive that this was an agreed upon project. And I think that this was because these are students that didn't have a lot of experience in that area, so that's part of the learning. But the good thing is students were excited, and it led to a really positive classroom involvement. And I did see very few problems with group dynamics. However, they did choose their own groups, and they had to create a covenant that was signed by every member prior to group starting. That could have helped with that. As far as their perspective on implementation after they had completed their projects, the survey was 15 questions, Likert-style items, and open-ended questions. Questions focused on how well it met their goals as well as their experiences. And students stated that the class project, in terms of Likert-style questions, strongly increased their understanding of group dynamics and working with community partners, communication skills, grant writing skills, as well as knowledge of public health issues and solutions. So in the written student themes, a number of things emerged. Effectively, their primary responses surrounded compassion, which is we defined as a sympathetic response to the suffering of others with a desire to improve their experience. First of all, it raised their awareness of needs, contacting community organizations and asking them, what do you need help with? Many of the students were amazed to hear of the vast amount of need and just some of the very basic needs that were out there right within Bowling Green, Kentucky, the small college town that the university is located in. Project increased a perception of self-efficacy or a sense among the students that, hey, I can really do something to make a difference for somebody. Behavioral responses focused on working in teams, both teams of students and cooperative teams within the community partners, highlighted the importance of open and frequent communication and the importance of well-defined goals and disciplined action. I thought that was especially important to see in their reflections, given that this was an undergraduate course. Their cognitive responses focused on the ability to think creatively and to remain open-minded. One student said, I learned the importance of adjusting the project to solve problems. As someone who's worked in healthcare for a number of years, that was very refreshing to see. So the students frame most of their comments either in terms of the process or the product, in the idea that when they were allowed to open-endedly write about how they felt and how they thought, they wrote about what they did and what the outcome was. So process themes, communication again, difficulty planning a project, feeling overwhelmed, and sometimes I know from interacting with them, feeling emotionally overwhelmed by the community needs, and very challenged to learn those grant writing skills. I think the revisions as far as the budget description, going over and over with them that things had to be very, very detailed and goals had to be written out clearly and not just implied. The product, the difficulty in creating something sustainable, and that projects take time to evolve. One serious limitation here is that this was a one-semester course. If I could redesign the curriculum, I would very much turn this into a project that was implemented over two courses or a full year. But importantly, pride, the idea that they did something that will have a lasting effect. So did it meet my course challenges? I would say yes, in the sense that students did seem to gain an understanding that all that we have learned about public health is manifested every day in the community within they live. And two of the student groups went into rural South Central Kentucky and really learned a lot about the community just right outside the small town where we live. Providing students with a culminating experience, one real strength about this service learning project is that healthcare problems or public health problems are so complex that it really brings in the entire curriculum, and getting them in with community partners, some real world experience, and out there doing something concrete that they can talk about in a job interview, I think was very positive. Thank you.